new research has once again called into question the success rate of the U.S.-built Patriot missile defense system, which has been sold to countries around the world to shoot down incoming missiles. You might remember last month, Saudi Arabia claimed to have shot down a ballistic missile fired at the Riyadh airport by Houthi rebels in neighboring Yemen. President Trump bragged about the strike from Air Force One. But arms control experts who studied the debris say the Saudis missed. And later, U.S. officials told the New York Times that there was no evidence that Saudis hit any part of the incoming missile. Jeffrey Lewis led that research team, which studied debris and photos from the strike. He's with the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey. And Jeffrey, you and your colleagues shared your research with the New York Times. We'll post that at herenow.org. But walk us through the evidence for saying the Patriot system failed. Start with the debris that fell from the sky. There's video and photos of it. What did you determine that was?
Well, the debris that fell in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. And we were actually able, from descriptions of where it fell and some of the videos, to locate it. It was about 12 miles south of the airport. And when we looked at the debris, it was really a curious thing. You know, the point of destroying a missile is to blow up the warhead, the part that explodes. But there was nothing in the debris that suggested the warhead had fallen there. It was really the rest of the missile. And that was very curious to us, and it led us to want to investigate further.
Okay, and so what you found then was video footage of people at the airport talking about there being a loud bang, an explosion, and then other video of people looking at some sort of crater or something. What was the next step?
Yeah, this was very curious, because if the missile fell in the capital, well, we wondered what exploded at the airport. And so there was definitely a video of people in Terminal 5 saying, oh, there's an explosion, and they were all walking over to one side to look out the windows. And then there was a still photo, and there was a video looking down the runway, and you could see at the end of the runway there was a kind of dark cloud coming up. And it seemed that what had happened was the missile fell in Riyadh, but the missile warhead separated and came very close to striking the airport.
Which is not uncommon, because the missile body, that tube, is supposed to propel a warhead forward, but often can what, just come apart because of the speed and the force?
Yeah, there are really two possibilities here. If you fire a missile 1,000 kilometers, which is how far this missile traveled.
About 600 miles. Yeah, go ahead.
If you fire a missile that far, what will happen is the force of reentry will tear the warhead off. So usually, actually, the warhead will be separated deliberately.
Well, and there's also a possibility that the tubing for the missile body, you know, came apart, the warhead continued on. Or perhaps the Patriot missile, the defense system, did shoot down the tubing part and missed the warhead. However, you found the Patriot batteries. Remind us what they are and what their trajectory told you.
Yeah, so there is a missile defense system called the Patriot. It's the same system that the United States used in the 1991 Gulf War. It's been improved a little bit, but it's really fundamentally the same system. And this is really one of the most interesting puzzles of the whole thing. There are news reports in Saudi Arabia showing cell phone video showing five interceptors, missiles that are designed to shoot down missiles, launching from this location. And we were able to look at the video and determine where this was happening. And it was happening from a site that's right next to the airport. But it's a really curious thing, we have to say, because there are some satellite images that would suggest that perhaps there was no missile defense system at all there that day. And so we wonder, perhaps the system struck the missile body. Maybe it just missed and the missile body tore up. Or maybe they didn't shoot at all. But the one thing we're certain of is they did not intercept that warhead.
Well, you say maybe they didn't shoot at all. In the Times article, unless I'm reading this wrong, there is sort of a mapping of the trajectories of each of these things we've talked about. There's the estimated trajectory of the missile body. You can see an arrow coming into a box and heading towards the ground. Above that is the estimated trajectory of the warhead. It continues on further. Between them, the missile defense, suggesting that the missile defense missed the warhead, you know, it's below the warhead, and was slightly above the missile body. What was the evidence for that possibility?
If they did fire, the location that they fired from is between where the missile body fell and where the warhead fell. And of course, the other piece of evidence that leads us to think it's possible that they shot is just from looking at the damage to, I guess, what's now being called the tube, the missile body, where there's a lot of damage to the lower part, where the engine section is, but no damage up at the top where the warhead would be.
Yeah. Look, what are we to take from this? Both the Saudis and President Trump said they took down an incoming missile.
It's not true. You know, we've seen this time and again. I think one of the most frustrating aspects of the debate about missile defenses is there is, I think, a tendency from governments to simply assert that they worked. And every time that we have taken a really careful or close look, whether it's the performance of the Patriot in 1991 or looking closely at the tests that the Missile Defense Agency has done or now looking at this case where there's this claimed intercept, you know, we tend to find that the truth is rather more disappointing. And so, you know, I think that what is happening is governments want to say that they have an answer, that they're being responsible and that they're capable of protecting their citizens. And the last thing that they want to admit is that their populations are vulnerable to missile attack. And so in a situation like that, it's pretty typical for governments to say they shot things down that they didn't.
Well, and that's pretty scary. You mentioned the Gulf War. The Times writes that, you know, the U.S. claimed a near-perfect record in shooting down Iraqi kind of Scud missiles. But analysis afterwards found nearly all the interceptions failed. And here you're saying, you and other researchers are saying, this claim in Saudi Arabia failed. We know that North Korea is developing its nuclear-armed missiles. Do you feel any, how to say this, moral responsibility not to broadcast to North Korea, to the Houthis in Yemen, that in fact these systems don't work?
Well, this was the argument in 1991. You know, the United States had said they had a 100% success rate at the beginning, and then when experts started looking at it and the House of Representatives launched an investigation. My understanding is that privately U.S. officials were saying, please don't publicize this. It doesn't help anybody if you tell the bad guys. But, you know, I'm a big believer in democracy. You know, I look at it the opposite way, which is I think our government has a responsibility to be truthful to us. And I'm a scholar. And so I am focused on being responsible to the truth. You know, we should make informed decisions about our national security based on facts, not lies.
Well, meanwhile, the contractor Raytheon builds the Patriot surface-to-air defense missile system, and the company's international chief executive, John Harris, told CNBC just last month that it's a growth market in Europe. Let's listen.
I would tell you, as a direct result of the threat dynamic that our customers are seeing, they want to have the ability to protect their sovereignty. The Patriot system, the world's only combat-proven integrated air missile defense system, is the only system that they can that is available for their capability and their needs.
Jeffrey Lewis, first of all, is it really the only system, and one that you've and others have pointed out doesn't work all that well?
Well, it's hard to know how well other systems work. I mean, generally speaking, my experience is when we start peeling back the layers and looking more closely, all of these systems struggle. And the reason they struggle is this is really pretty tough because, you know, you have to get super close and you have to make sure you detonate the warhead, not just hit the missile body. And that's a hard thing to do.
Yeah. How close did the Houthis get to the airport in Riyadh?
It looks like from satellite images collected the day after the attack by a company in San Francisco called Planet Labs that the warhead fell right at the end of one of the runways. So it was a few hundred meters from an area where aircraft are, and it was just about a kilometer from the terminal itself. So, you know, close enough that people could hear the explosion, look out the window, and see the smoke rising.
Yeah. That's Jeffrey Lewis of the Middlebury Institute of International Studies at Monterey in California. He led the team that says the Saudi claim that it shot down a missile using the Patriot missile defense system is just not true. We'll link you to more at herenow.org. Jeffrey, thank you.
My pleasure.